The Gospels according to love. Mark chapter 6. Jesus walks on the water. April 9, 2005. Jesus went out from there and came to his own country. His disciples followed him. When the Sabbath day came, Jesus began to teach in the synagogue. Those listening to Jesus became astonished, saying, "From where has this man knowledge of these things? What is this wisdom given to Jesus that even mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, Judah and Simon? Are not Jesus's sisters here with us?" They became offended with Jesus. Jesus said to his neighbors and family, "The prophet receives honor except in their own country, among their own kin, and in their own house. Jesus could do no mighty works there except lay his hands on a few sick and heal them." He marveled at their unbelief and lack of faith. Jesus went around about the villages teaching and calling to him the 12. He began to send them two by two, giving them power over hateful spirits. Jesus commanded they take nothing for their journey except a staff, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse, dressed in sandals and only one coat. Jesus said to his disciples, "Wherever you enter into a house, there dwell until you depart from that place. Whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when you depart from there, shake the dust off your feet for a testimony against them. I say to you, it will have been more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in their day of judgment than for that household." Jesus' disciples preached repentance to the people, casting out much hate and healing many of the sick. Jesus' name spread abroad all the way into King Herod. He said that John the Baptist had risen from the dead, therefore mighty works did show forth in Jesus. Others said it is Elijah. Some still said he is like the prophets of long ago. When Herod heard of this, "John, who I beheaded, is risen from the dead." Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold on John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against John and would have killed him. However, she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing he was a just and holy man. Herod observed John and was greatly perplexed. Still, he did many things and gladly heard John. Finally, convenient day came when Herod, on his birthday, made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chiefs, estates of Galilee. The daughter of Herodias came in and danced, pleasing Herod and those who sat with them. The king said to the damsel, "Ask me whosoever you will, and I will give it to you." He swore to give her whatsoever she asked, up to half his kingdom. The damsel went forth unto her mother, saying, "For what shall I ask?" Herodias told her, "The head of John the Baptist." She came in straightway with haste to the king and asking, I will that you give to me right away a tray on which lay the head of John the Baptist. The king became exceedingly sorry, yet for the oath's sake and those that sat with him, he would not reject her. Immediately the king set an executioner and commanded John's head be brought. The executioner went and beheaded John in the prison, and bringing his head on a tray, gave it to the damsel. The damsel gave it to her mother. When John's disciples heard it, they took up John's corpse and laid it in a tomb. The apostles gathered themselves to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught. The crowds, when they became so much that they could not even eat, so Jesus said to them, "Come yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a while." They departed into a desert place privately by ship. Still the people who saw them depart, many knew Jesus and ran afoot there out of all of the cities, arriving before them. Jesus, when he came out, saw many people, and he became moved with compassion towards them. They were as sheep with no shepherd. Jesus began to teach them many things. When the day became well spent, Jesus' disciples came to him and said, "This is a desert place, and the time grows late. Send them away that we may go into the country round about into villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." Jesus answered, saying to them, "You give to them that they might eat." The disciples replied to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennies worth of bread and give them all to eat?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." When they knew, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass. They all sat down in ranks by hundreds and in fifties. When Jesus had taken the 5 loaves and 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed. He then broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. The 2 fish divided among them all, and they did eat their fill. They took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fish. Those who did eat of the loaves and fish numbered about 5,000. Straightway Jesus commanded his disciples to get into the ship to go to the other side before Bethsaida while he sent away the people. Jesus, after he had sent the people away, departed into the mountain to pray. When evening had come, the ship was in the midst of the sea. While Jesus was alone on the land, Jesus saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind had become contrary to them. About the 4th watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking upon the sea. He would have passed them by. When they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it to be a spirit. They cried out upon seeing him. They had great fear. Immediately Jesus talked with them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Jesus went to them into the ship, and the wind ceased. They, amazed and wondered in themselves beyond measure, yet they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts were troubled. When they had passed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. As they were coming out of the ship, straightway Jesus became recognized. The people ran through the whole region about, carrying those in beds who were sick, bringing them to where they heard Jesus abiding. Wherever Jesus entered into villages or cities or country, The people would lie there sick in the streets. They besought Jesus that they might touch, if only, but the border of his garment. As many as touched Jesus, faith made them whole.